This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed on Tuesday to go ahead with the long-promised assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah, whatever the response by Hamas to the latest proposals for a halt to the fighting and a return of Israeli hostages. Expectations that a ceasefire agreement could be in sight have grown in recent days following a renewed push led by Egypt to revive stalled negotiations between Israel and Hamas, Gaza's ruling Palestinian Islamist group, designated as terrorists by the U.S. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is stepping up his efforts to play a more prominent role in the Gaza conflict. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
It's also critically important.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's recent high-profile meeting with Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was an attempt to quell growing domestic criticism of his complicated stance on the war. He has maintained Israel trade links while condemning Israel's war on Hamas. Turkey wants a wider role in resolving the Gaza conflict, and observers say Ankara sees an opportunity amid reports that Qatar may be preparing to expel the group. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Tuesday he would discuss with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu measures that Israel still needs to take to increase the flow of aid into Gaza during his planned talks in the country on Wednesday.
It's also critically important that there be a clear, affirmative list of items, of products that are required for the well-being of people in Gaza, that there's a clear list, that it's well understood, and that we don't have arbitrary denials of products that need to get into Gaza.